And in sports here this morning, the Atlantic girls basketball team opened up their home schedule last night with a win over Denison Schleswig, 66-55. The win moved the Trojans to 2-0 on the young season after a road win against Carroll on Monday night. Coach Kelly Jewell was pleased that a number of different players stepped up to contribute after the Trojans got in some early foul trouble.
And what was even better is it was a different person, I think. And we got the first half, McKenna Dembestie would step up, or, you know, Sky Thompson in the first half. And second half, we were able to play those girls in foul trouble, and Tiffany and Kat and Steph. And, you know, Aaron is always Aaron, so we know what we're going to get from her. But, you know, we had a lot of people contribute, and I think all nine players that played contributed. And when they needed to, because of the foul trouble, we needed to play nine people and came out on the good end tonight.
The Trojans jumped down to a 16-7 lead after the first quarter and maintained a 9-point lead at halftime, 26-17. The Lady Monarchs didn't go away, though, and fought back to tie the game on a 3-pointer from freshman guard Alex Moore at the end of the third quarter. That knotted the game up at 42 heading into that final quarter. The Trojans responded well, going on a late run led by senior Aaron Olson, who hit a 3-pointer out of a timeout, followed that up with a layup after a steal, and pushed the lead back to a comfortable margin. Olson finished with 25 points to lead the Trojans, while McKenna Dembestie added 12 points off the bench, and Tiffany Williams finished with 12 as well. Coach Jewell said he's happy with where the team is at this point in the season, and said they're still feeling each other out due to some injuries to players during the summer work.
Yeah, I mean, we're still, you know, we haven't worked together as a group for, you know, Catherine was out a lot of the summer with her knee injury. Steph missed the whole summer with her knee injury. So, you know, we're still feeling each other out where who's going to, you know, play where and who's going to cut and who wants to do what. So, you know, that'll come with just more and more practice and more playing. So we're hoping to keep it ramped up. You know, we got 10 days off now before we play, so hopefully we'll be ready to go when we play St. Albert.
And he mentioned they'll be back on the court coming up 10 days later. December 4th is their next contest scheduled at home against St. Albert. But he says he feels good about where they're at here at this point in the season. Other games last night, it was ADM over Van Meter, 61-52. Bedford beat Stanton 65-39. It was Cherokee Washington over Sergeant Bluff Luton 85-60. Clarinda beat Lenox 73-43. Glenwood over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 53-45. Lewis Central beat Sioux City North 62-28. Logan Magnolia 66-28 over Woodbine. It was Panorama beating Bondurant Farrar 57-34. Red Oak beat AHSTW last night 65-29. Shenandoah was a 62-19 winner over East Mills. Sioux Center beat West Lyon 63-30, and it was St. Albert over Tri-Center last night 70-32 in girls' high school basketball. In college basketball last night, Jeremy Senglin scored a career-high 34 points, including a career-best 8 three-pointers, and Weber State beat Drake 74-58 in the second round of the Gulf Coast Showcase. McKay Cannon scored 14 points, making 4 of 6 threes. Joel Bolombi added 12 points, and the Wildcats shot 14-30 from long distance. And Drake led early in the game 10-5. The Wildcats started then hitting their threes. Drake's Graham Woodward replied with 2 three-pointers late in the game after a big Weber State run, and Reed Timmer hit a layup to pull the Bulldogs within 23-22, but Weber State outscored them 8-4 to lead 33-28 at halftime. Woodward led Drake with 18 points. They're now 2-3 on the season. The Iowa-Nebraska series was renewed when the Huskers joined the Big Ten Conference, and Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says it's up to the Hawkeyes to actually make it a rivalry. Nebraska has won 29 of the 45 games played between the two schools, including 3 of the 4 Black Friday games that began back in 2011.
Yeah, and really the chore has been for us to get involved. So, you know, our job is to, you know, be able to play with those guys, go out and compete with them. They recruit well. They've had great teams in the past, and they've got a really good football team this year, so, you know, it's our challenge is to be ready for them on Friday.
Last year's game in Kinnick Stadium was a microcosm of Iowa's season. The Hawkeyes built a 17-point third-quarter lead, only to see the Huskers rally for a 37-34 victory in overtime.
Yeah, we didn't close out the season in strong fashion last year. We certainly didn't close that game out in strong fashion, losing in overtime. And, you know, but again, if you look through and dissect that game, it just there are a lot of examples of things that we had to address and we're going to have to remedy if we wanted to be competitive the way we want to be competitive.
That loss triggered a self-evaluation of the program that has paid off. The Hawkeyes head to Lincoln with an 11-0 record and a number 3 ranking in the national polls.
What happened happened. We take ownership. Anybody that was there, we take ownership. And good news is we got to swing the bat again. And, you know, things are working out a little bit better right now. But It's temporary parking, just like all the rankings and all that stuff. It's temporary parking.
Farron says he's not concerned about Iowa's run defense. The Hawkeyes have given up an average of 165 yards on the ground in their last three games. Drew Ott may not be coming back this year, but he has petitioned for a fifth year. Ott injured an elbow in the game at Iowa State and then suffered a season-ending knee injury against Illinois. Iowa's working on a short week while Nebraska is coming off a bye week. Farron says that won't determine the outcome of the game.
The injury gutted him. It gutted all of us. And it was just a hard thing because, he's... End of the day, it won't decide the game. You know, we both have had a bye week this year. We've both played 11 games, so I think we're on the same page, and I'm just as healthy as we've been. So, we're not looking for excuses. You know, we're going to go over and play well, and hopefully we're going to play really well because we're going to need to because that's what it's going to take here.
There will be plenty on the line for Nebraska as well. A victory would be the Huskers' third straight and their second over a top 10 team in three games, and it clinched them a trip to a bowl game.
It would... give us a chance to continue practicing and then in that practice work longer with younger guys and the development part of it, the guys that are redshirting right now that we could spend a little more time with. Lots of residuals there, but just for this team, it would be great, and for also our upcoming team.
That's the Nebraska head coach Mike Riley. He says the first goal against the Hawkeyes is to stop their run. Riley says Iowa quarterback C.J. Beathard is good at extending plays and says the Huskers look forward to the challenge. We'll have that for you at 12:30 pregame start time, 2:30 kickoff on Friday. And the University of Nebraska-Lincoln is adjusting its security measures at Memorial Stadium for the football game against Iowa on Friday. Officials are asking fans to arrive early to expedite entry before the 2:30 kickoff. Gates will open at 1 o'clock. Some gates will not be available for entry. Gates 6 and 8 will be closed, while gates 1, 17, 18, 19, 21, and 22 will close at kickoff. Fans whose tickets display a gate that is closed should use the next available open gate. Fans will be required to open outer garments for visual inspection. Blankets will be permitted. The university said the security measures are not related to any specific threat and are consistent with adjustments being made at other sites following recent international events. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJAN. KJAN Sports. It's brought to you this hour by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.